I know for a lot of parents, keeping track of their child's immunization schedule is a bit of a nightmare because sometimes the kids are getting immunized at school, sometimes at the doctor's. They have this little immunization card or booklet, and it's not always up to date. And so they actually have come up with a solution to this. An Ottawa Hospital public health expert has developed an app. So there's an app for that now, basically.
That's right. There's an app that they call Immunize On. I went to check and see if it's available. They said it was available on iTunes this week, but I did the search for it, and it's not posted yet, so I haven't even had time to review it just because of its lack of availability, but they say it is going to be here this week. It's designed to allow the entry of immunizations in terms of the immunization schedule for children born after August 2011. Now, you ask why so soon? You know, it's really children only a year or two old. The reason is that the schedule, that is what we follow for the, or the plan, as it were, for immunizing children, changed at that time. So they're incorporating those latest changes. But you still can enter in all the immunizations for your children manually. It allows you to do that. It doesn't jive completely with the schedule, but nevertheless, you can still put everything in. So the features of the app that they state is that it makes immunizations much more available because most people carry their phones. They're easy to find as opposed to a yellow card that can get misplaced. You can update the records immediately when you're there in the office. And it also has reminders. It'll keep parents aware of when their child, when their infant requires their next vaccination, just to, because it happens from time to time that appointments are missed or somebody forgets and the child is not vaccinated. So it's a reasonable tool, Mark. I'd love to be able to see it, to see how it works.
Yeah, we've heard that it is available, and someone has told us they have downloaded it. So it seems that as though it is available, but I think you're just going to be really useful for parents to have those reminders and to have everything sort of tracked in one place.
Yeah, and it also even emails you the vaccination record back to your own email, so it gives you a backup for your record. So aside from privacy issues, just to make sure you send it to the right email, I have nothing negative to say about it. I think that anything that allows better monitoring and allowing parents to keep track of their children's health is certainly very worthwhile.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.